World Rugby Chairman Brett Robinson delivers a blunt message. The organization will not save Moana Pacifica from its financial crisis. This decision comes after it was announced that Moana would be cut from Super Rugby Pacific at the end of the season due to unsustainable costs exceeding NZ$7 million annually. The franchise, which symbolizes Samoa, Tonga, and the Cook Islands, made its Super Rugby debut in 2022, but has struggled to remain viable. Robinson emphasizes that World Rugby's role does not include underwriting professional teams. "It's not our job, it's not our responsibility," he states, while reaffirming their commitment to bolster international rugby. Former All Black Stephen Donald had urged World Rugby to intervene, but Robinson's stance remains firm. Super Rugby Chief Executive Jack Mesley insists clubs must focus on becoming fan-centric and generating revenue independently. He expresses optimism about finding new investors to revive Moana Pacifica, and acknowledges the urgency of the situation without setting a strict deadline for preparations for a potential 10-team competition in 2027. Meanwhile, World Rugby allocates $15 million, NZ $18 million from the World Cup Fund to support rugby development in the Pacific Islands, highlighting their ongoing investment in the region despite not stepping in to rescue the franchise.